B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Kara, you were telling us that you're having some problems being a new mom.
Yeah, it's the hardest job I've ever had to do. And you know me, like, I try and do everything by the book. I try and do everything perfectly. Mm-hmm. So when it's come to raising my 4-month-old son, I'm still in the same groove. Like, I want to be the perfect mom. I want to be the perfect parent. I want to do all the things right. And that's great. But when it comes to my husband, he's like totally ruining everything. I swear, if men had to raise our kids, we'd all be dead within 2 generations because it's just ridiculous.
Ain't true, but it'd be a really fun 2 generations.
So my husband Ryan thinks that great parenting is putting our 4-month-old son in a bouncer seat on the kitchen island and walking away from him.
Like the baby Bjorn thing? Yeah.
Walking away to either watch TV or scroll on Instagram. And like, he knows that it's not the right thing to be doing. I know it's not the right thing to be doing. We've talked about it, and he's said that he would get better at it, but it's just not happening.
So you're not in the house, though?
No.
When this is happening?
No.
So how do you know?
Sometimes I am in the house, but.
What's that?
Sometimes I am in the house, but when I see it, that's when I go and intervene. But when I'm not there, that's when, like, the worst is happening.
And you know that he's not watching your kid and that your kid is sitting on the top of the kitchen counter in a baby Bjorn because
we have security cameras all over the house and I'm watching him.
Go. Like, you're watching,
I'm watching what
morning.
You're doing.
While he's gone, while you're gone, Kara, you will watch your son and husband on the security cameras.
You guys haven't wondered I've been sitting here and in my phone all the time.
This path. Exactly. Do you know what you should do is stop paying attention.
What?
You're on this you're like the Chinese balloon floating off the coast. You've got it hovering over your house. You're constantly monitoring. It's like that. Does your husband know that he's on an episode of Big Brother?
Yeah, he knows. He's the one that installed the cameras.
Would you say, so you know it's going and then you flip the camera on and you see it happening? Is that like gas on the flame?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about it and he knows that bothers me and he's doing it anyways.
What would you prefer happen during those moments?
I would prefer you hold your baby. Like,
all the time?
Yeah. Pick him up and hold him. Sit in the recliner. If you want to watch TV, sit in the recliner with the baby. Hold him.
So if he's awake.
If you want to scroll through Facebook or Instagram, whatever, take the baby, sit in the recliner, scroll with the baby.
So if your son is awake, you want him held at all times?
Not that I want him held at all times. I just don't want him put in a seat on the kitchen island and then walked away from.
I'll say one thing. I want to give out the phone number 404-741-0985. Kara, you started this by saying, am I crazy?
Yes.
Or is this just making me crazy? And I would just say one thing here. It is that you're the mom. Your husband is the dad. You're 50-50.
Yeah.
You have your style.
That's true.
You are perfect at everything. Clearly, your husband does not have that standard.
I didn't say I'm perfect at everything, but I'm trying.
No, but you try to be perfect at everything, and you have a certain set of ideas of the way that things should be, right? He has another set. He was raised by other people. He has another set. He was raised differently, and so he has an opinion, too.
I get that, but I don't think the opinion should be put your kid in a bouncer and walk away.
404-741-0985. Gonna get some help for Kara. Is she right here on this? It's B98.5. What is it you said, Kara, that if women didn't exist and men raised kids, we would be extinct in 2 generations?
Absolutely, because guys are horrible parents.
That's all you got to say?
I mean, it's the truth. It's what's going on in my house right now.
So what is your proof?
My proof is that my 4-month-old baby boy is right now sitting in a bouncer on my kitchen island, and my husband is nowhere to be found.
We're watching on in real time. Kara's got her own episode of Big Brother running 24/7. She's got cameras everywhere that he installed, and I told him, get rid of them. to the phones we go. Katie, good morning.
So I think that that's absolutely terrible with your husband leaving his baby or your baby on the kitchen counter in the bouncer. I think that is completely irresponsible and honestly extremely dangerous. If the baby is bouncing and the bouncer starts flipping, like what if it falls off the edge? It's just not, it's not very safe.
And his face is in the Instagram and he doesn't know.
maybe he's not on Instagram. Maybe he's watching the same cameras that you're watching. It's just more convenient to do it on the couch.
When he sees the baby fall in real time.
There you go. He's watching the same episode of Big Brother.
If he's watching the cameras, why can't he just be watching my baby in real life?
Exactly.
Like, I don't understand.
Why does he need to watch your baby when clearly you're already watching your baby?
There you go.
Carly and Sewanee, good morning. You say Kara's not wrong.
Not wrong at all. No four-month-old should be left unattended. She is not crazy. Even if he's in a bouncer or the baby's in a bouncer, husband should be paying attention to him, right?
Yes, thank you.
See, I have a one-year-old, and it's hard leaving for work and not knowing how your baby's being taken care of, yes. And they should just always be engaged.
Carly, where's your kid when you're at work?
I have a stay-at-home nanny.
Are there cameras everywhere?
No, not anywhere.
Exactly. So you have no idea.
So Carly, you can admit the cameras might be a little much.
No, because I work hybrid a lot, so I know what happens when I'm not there. So I trust what happens.
All right.
You know, when I'm not watching.
I think ignorance is bliss. Truly, there's a reason that saying's been around for so long.
Yeah, is there an option to just turn the cameras off?
No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not.
Wow. Is Kara crazy or is this situation just making her crazy? 404-741-0985. Kara, are you crazy or is your husband making you crazy?
That is the question I'm asking this morning. Absolutely.
You're not crazy. I think you might feel crazy, and that's okay. You're a new mom. You're allowed to feel crazy.
Well, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I will admit it and I will flip the script, but I don't think I'm wrong in this situation. I don't think that our son should be left alone in his bouncer while my husband does whatever it is he wants to do.
And Kara knows all this is happening because she's watching on surveillance cameras.
I am spying on the surveillance cameras. I will admit that.
Sophia in Ackworth.
Yes.
You want Kara to cool down?
Absolutely. She's turning into a helicopter parent. And I think if the men were to raise babies, they'd probably be a little bit more independent. Look, I raised 5. Relax. He's got it. You got to trust your husband, right? Or else it's going to cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't trust Ryan? I mean,
trust Ryan.
Okay.
I just would like for him to be a little more
to do it your way.
Attentive, engaged with the baby.
Or to do it your way.
Or to do it my way.
But I'll tell you, Kara, that cell phone being near your baby is a lot worse than him having that baby in that little bouncer. Enjoying his time by himself.
Right.
Let the baby go. It's okay. Let your husband do his thing. He's attentive to that child. Trust me.
You
My son is the best daddy in the world, and he is awesome. And you don't have to hold the baby all the time. Then you're going to have a crying baby because he wants to be held all the time.
Exactly. Like, there's something about quiet time. And I've seen the video, the live stream of Riker sitting there and his baby Bjorn, and he's perfectly content to sit there quiet. Do you know how many kids
Absolutely.
Are not content to sit there quiet? Wait till you go on a car trip.
No, we don't do those.
All right, we got Mandy and Madison. What do you think?
I think she's a little OCD about this baby. I understand it's her first baby, and we all go through it with our first one. But it's a little bit much that you're watching your husband on the camera all day long, obsessing over whether he's holding the baby or not. If the baby's needs are taken care of, there's no reason why he can't put the baby in the rocker and go scroll on Facebook. He needs his time, too.
I get that. But until we've had this baby, Ryan had never changed a diaper before. He had never fed a baby before. He had never held a baby before.
You?
Yes, I had.
Oh, you had.
Absolutely.
The other day, Mandy, the other day, Kara was watching the video camera. She's like, where's Ryan? Where's Ryan? Where's Ryan? Where's Ryan? Look at this. I can't believe Ryan comes out of the restroom. And he's like, and I said, Ryan, because she can talk to him. Like, there's a little button
God.
On her phone.
Uh-huh.
I said, Ryan, you unplug all of those cameras right now. That's the answer.
Do you think your mama sat there all day long and held you and your dad held you 24/7?
Oh,
absolutely
I know. My
not.
Dad didn't hold me. My mom was like number one all the time. My mom probably did
History
hold me all
repeats.
The time.
History repeats.
Yeah. Mandy said something interesting.
So
like, is the kid getting his needs met? Kara, are you getting yours? That's what it sounds like. Maybe your
right.
needs aren't getting met.
What is my need to hold my baby? Like, I'm at work. I've got to.
They don't make baby Bjorns that big.
your need is to tell people what to do.
Maybe.
Maybe. Just to recap this morning, we were talking about, Kara made this statement. She said, based on your experience, you said if men were in charge and you didn't have women around to raise kids, we would be extinct in two generations.
Yeah, I'm literally watching my husband right now on the security camera with my baby and a bouncer and him just wandering about.
Ouch, that kind of hurts.
Ignoring the child. Back to the phones, Jonathan and Marietta.
Yeah, I heard the discussion, and I originally thought that she was absolutely crazy to make this statement that babies would not be okay with a dad like that. I'm a single dad. I've got two daughters that I'm raising. So originally I thought this was the craziest thing ever. But once I heard the situation, it kind of made sense because I've been through that on the other side. I had an ex-wife who was doing kind of the same thing. So it drove me absolutely crazy. So I completely understand now where she's coming from. Once I heard the situation, it'll drive you crazy. I think there are some people who just, you know, the parenting style is just so different. It'll make you crazy.
But like I started this conversation by reminding Kara that he is also a parent. And yes, this is one of the frustrations I have in my relationship is my wife is so much more knowledgeable about how to do things right. And she knows the right things to do, right things to say. But it's almost like over time, my opinion no longer matters. And I have to remind her, it's like, I have a say.
I have a say.
I'm a person.
I do have to say, like, Ryan is a great dad. Other than putting our baby in a bouncer and walking away from him, Ryan is a great dad and has been a great partner in raising this sweet little baby.
Yeah, but Jonathan, wouldn't it be great if there were just men raising kids? Like, everything would get done properly. Everyone would show up on time. You know what I mean? It would be very rational. Yeah. We'd have rational conversations.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there would just be a house full of logic all the time.
Yeah.
But it's not going that way.
Who wants that?
Right.
Keith in Atlanta, you're a stay-home dad?
Yeah. The surveillance camera, that's a bit much. You got to put that away. Those things need to be staring at doors and windows. If you're going to monitor your husband, then you might have some trust issues that are a lot deeper than just, you know, with the baby.
If my wife was like, I was watching you on the video, okay, those things would be unplugged. Ryan, though, is aloof at best. He don't care. I was there. I was like, dude, you got to have those things unplugged. He's like, yeah, well, he's just like so chill. He's too chill.
Right.
Very
so you
chill.
You say I don't want the baby on the bouncer and you doing what you want and you're going to be on camera. He's like, I don't care.
He goes, okay.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, now he's like takes the bouncer to the camera and presents the baby.
Right.
The cutest thing is they have this little machine that the dogs use to get treats. They just put Tootsie Rolls in there for the kid to grab. It's great.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, thanks, Keith. Have a great day.
Hey, you too now. All right, bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Kara, you can go see it live in person now.
So I am crazy. That's what we've decided.
I feel crazy.
I do feel crazy. Yeah.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Another glorious day today like we had yesterday. Sunshine warming up to 67. It's 44 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you how much those crazy Super Bowl commercials were going for in just a second. But if you've ever gone to the movies and gotten stuck sitting in the front row and your neck hurting the entire time, or had to go all the way to the back row wishing you were closer, those days may be on their way out. AMC Theaters is going to be rolling out new ticket pricing policy that's going to charge people different rates to see the same movie based on your seat location. Tad, I know you love this. Already I can see it in your face. So there's going to be three categories: standard sightline, value sightline, and preferred sightline. The standard will be the traditional cost of the ticket. The value is that front row and American for Disability Act seating. And then the preferred sightline, which is where you obviously want to sit, right in the middle, right where the best best sightline is going to be sold at a higher price.
I already belong to their club to be able to purchase the tickets in advance.
Okay.
So you buy the tickets in advance and you pick the seats that you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying extra for sightline seats. Do you know where I have a 100% amazing sightline and have to pay a fraction of the cost to see movies and get popcorn for just pennies?
Your couch?
My sofa.
Don't you have a screaming 18-month-old there?
I have a room downstairs. It's my panic room.
So if you're looking to go to the movies and you don't want to be stuck in those seats, you're going to have to pay for it.
If you're looking to get people to go back to the theaters, AMC, this is not how you do it.
Strike one.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not a big sports fan, the best part of the Super Bowl is, one, the halftime show, and two, the commercials. Mm-hmm. Advertisers pay big bucks to get their products in front of the more than 100 million people that watch the Super Bowl. But for just 30 seconds of time, how much do you think these people are spending?
30 seconds of time? Oh, 10 million?
You've gone over.
Overshot it.
Between $6 and $7 million for 30 seconds.
It's a bargain.
Think of the eyeballs.
Well, the crazy thing is, most of the time, you have no idea what the product was that you just saw a commercial for. But it's funny. It's got a big celebrity in it, or, you know, it's catchy, but you have no clue what the product was.
Every Monday after every Super Bowl, we do a quiz. Make sure you're here for it, because I'll play you some of the commercials from the Super Bowl, and you'll have to guess who paid for it. And it's amazing how much you don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet we see a lot of the QR codes this year. So I would have your phone ready, because I bet they put a lot of scan this for more info.
The most brilliant commercial last year. Again, I don't know who paid for it, but it was just 30 seconds of a QR code floating around on a screen.
Yeah, I think it was one of those crypto things. And last year's Super Bowl, if you remember, there was a bunch of crypto commercials. Oh, yeah. And this year, they ain't going to be good.
You're going to see a couple of those.
Not a one.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on
B98.5. Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. What's up, Brittany in Woodstock?
Hey, good morning.
Why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
All right, Kara, I love you, but you gotta go.
I'm out of here, Brittany. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara's gonna step out. We'll ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100. Of her own.
All right,
money.
Let's go.
All right, question one. Guy that sings Friends in Low Places celebrating his birthday today. Who's that?
Garth Brooks.
Question two. Melissa McCarthy is going to appear at a Super Bowl ad for Booking.com. True or false, the company that owns Booking.com also owns Priceline.com.
True.
Question three. Creator of Yellowstone says the current show will end soon. Matthew McConaughey will star in a spinoff. Who currently plays John Dutton?
Kevin Costner.
Number four, Eminem's daughter Haley got engaged over the weekend. When it comes to diamonds, can you name the 4 C's?
Color, cut, clarity, carat.
Number five, couples getting engaged to Cracker Barrel over the next week have a chance to win free food for a year. What state do you think has the most Cracker Barrels?
Oh. We'll just say Georgia.
All right, bringing Kara back in.
Yeah, that number 5 is tough. It's not the one you think it would be. It's when you hear the answer, you're going to be like, what, really? Brittany and Woodstock did well.
Okay.
Same questions, Kara. You ready?
I'm ready.
Who sings Friends in Low Places?
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, that's what Brittany said. We're 1-1.
Question 2. True or false, the company that owns Booking.com also owns Priceline.com.
Let's say that's true.
They also own kayaks? I don't understand why you own so many bookings.
What, orbits?
Right.
Well, I mean, what are we doing here?
That's what Brittany said, 2-2.
Question number 3. Who plays John Dutton on Yellowstone?
Kevin Costner.
Brittany said that as well. Knotted up at 3.
Number 4. When it comes to diamonds, can you name the 4 C's?
Cut, color, clarity, and carat.
There you go. Brittany said that as well. We're tied at 4.
Finally, number 5. What state has the most Cracker Barrels?
Florida?
Florida.
Is the right answer?
What?
Why would you say it? I mean, that's so... Florida would be the last one I would think of.
Weird stuff comes from Florida.
There's no doubt. all right, so Brittany got it wrong. Final score, 5-4. Brittany in Woodstock, are you smarter than Kara?
Definitely not today, not with Florida. What the Florida?
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,380 wins, 45 losses.
Sorry, Brittany.
That's all right. Bye, Kara. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You could always sign up, TadDrexandKara.com.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
All right, Nicole, you need to ask your neighbor for forgiveness. Is that right?
That's right.
What's happening?
Basically, we came up with this carpool plan. I take the kids to school because Beth and her husband, they leave super early, but then I get out super late at work. So they decided, okay, we'll pick them up and take them home. Hmm. And so it seems like a great plan, yeah. But I have been getting them to school late for the past 4 days, and it's just not really worked out. And I feel terrible because I've gone into the office, I've asked, hey, can we have these, you know,
expunged.
Look around, but they're just not budging. And so her kids and my kids have now been late 4 days in a row.
Oh.
And she is so upset. And I just don't think that it's going to work because our friendship is basically non-existent now because of this.
Hold on a second. Nicole, has Beth pulled the plug on the carpool train then?
Yeah, she's like really, really pissed. And she basically said, we're not doing this anymore. I'm not taking your kids home, and you're not bringing my kids to school. And it just kind of became this really awkward thing. And now we're not even really speaking.
And also, doesn't this mess up your schedule because you work late? And so who's picking up your kids, right?
Well, right now they have gone to a friend's house, but that can't happen every day.
All right.
This is a mess. Yeah.
So you need to ask forgiveness and get this carpool thing back in order.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get them to school. It's just not working out, and I just need her to understand that I'm not doing it maliciously or anyway, because my kids are late too, you know?
So we're going to call your friend, and we'll see if we can get her to forgive you. Have you already tried to apologize on your own?
I have. I've tried calling, and she basically was just like, you know what? It's not going to work out, so let's just call it a wash.
Yeah, so she's been cold.
I invited her over for this weekend, and she just was like, no, I'm busy. And that's kind of out of character. So
right.
I know she's upset.
She gave you the no, I'm busy, like not the no, I'm sorry, I'm busy. We actually have plans, but more the no, I'm busy, stop
washing
bothering
my
me.
Hair.
Yeah, and I just feel really bad, and I don't want to lose her as a friend.
Yeah, hang on 1 second, Nicole, because we got to hear your friend Beth's side of the story here. Like, I understand her being annoyed, but I don't think this is so bad that she should stop talking and shut her friend out like this. So we'll talk to Beth and try to work this out.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Nicole had a deal with her friend Beth that Nicole would bring the kids to school, and then Beth would pick all the kids up after school. But Nicole made the kids late 4 days in a row, and now she says her friend Beth is barely even speaking to her. Nicole, sit tight. We're about to get Beth on the phone. She won't know you're listening in.
Hello.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay.
We understand this is a busy time of year. It's certainly a busy time of morning. Have you been getting some help in the morning with getting the kids to school? Like, I don't know, like a carpool helper?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been there. I've done that. It was a total disaster, so it's definitely not happening again.
No. What happened with the carpool situation?
I mean, honestly, I have no clue. I mean, I had a carpool arrangement set up with another woman on my street. Thought it was going to be a great idea, and then my kids kept showing up late to school. And when they actually got to class, both my kids' teachers said that they were rambunctious and that they were bouncing up the walls. And then all of a sudden, they would just, like, crash. Like, they were on, I don't know, like a sugar high or something.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm not trying to call out your parenting, but are you loading them up on sugary cereal in the morning?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not there when they wake up, but I always pre-make their breakfast and everything. You know, like I leave a little fruit and oatmeal or a little egg bites. So I'm really not sure what's going on, to be honest.
Well, Beth, we might be able to shed a little light on this. The feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and Nicole is actually on the other line. She wanted our help getting your forgiveness for dropping your kids off to school late. That's why we were asking about carpool originally.
Hey, Beth, did you say that you make them breakfast every morning?
Yes, I do. I mean, why is that such an issue? This is like the second time in 2 minutes I've been asked about my kids' nutrition.
No, I didn't want to say anything, but this whole breakfast thing could be the issue with us being late.
So wait, Nicole, you're saying the reason your kids are late is not your fault. It's actually Beth's fault, Beth's kids' fault?
Every time they get into the car, they complain about being tired and hungry, and they ask me to stop at Starbucks to get them a sandwich and latte. We were late because we had to sit in the drive-thru for like 20 minutes.
You gave my children caffeine?
They said that's their normal routine, that you're always rushing, and last year you had to go to Starbucks every morning because you didn't have time to make breakfast.
How old are the kids?
Yeah.
They're 9 and 11.
Having lattes in the morning.
Beth, it sounds like your kids were trying to pull a fast one on Nicole.
Connor, Lindsay, get your butts down here.
It sounds like you've got some things to discuss with your kids, but we do need to ask, Beth, are you willing to forgive and forget this whole carpool situation with Nicole?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess, of course. And I mean, also, Nicole, like, what do I owe you for these little Starbucks excursions?
That's a good point.
No, we're so square. They always had money. That's why I didn't think it was an issue. Oh, my God.
Where's the money coming from? Where's the money coming from?
In mom's purse, probably.
Lindsay!
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow at 7, Pete's a Little League coach who offered to give one of the kids extra help to get him on the team. Well, now the kid's mom is furious and has ghosted him. We'll help him out on Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.